Despite the news that it's closing, there was still a flurry of activity in the halls of Flanner House Elementary School. But outside, reality is setting in for those like Bernestine Wilson.
It's kind of hard. You don't want to hear about your school or your business is getting ready to close. So there's a little bit of sadness.
Wilson's granddaughter is a kindergartner at Flanner and now has to find a new place to go to school. Wilson says her granddaughter will be fine, but mourns for the closing of a place that has meant so much to her and her community.
I could not have asked for anything better as far as the caring, the way that the teachers teach and their concerns for the students as a whole. You know, I think we have a very caring school.
But the Indiana Department of Education says Flanner cheated. Teachers here are accused of writing, revising, and editing answers for students on the I-STEP and giving students questions before the test. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard announced the school's failings on the same day he opened the doors of a new charter school on the Near West Side.
When academic fraud is involved, it cuts you pretty deep. It's bad. It's bad. And we shouldn't be doing that. We want every kid to have access to a high-quality education. That's really what we're trying to do in the city. No matter what kind of school it is, that's really what we're trying to do. So, yeah, this hurts hard.
Ballard says the investigation began a day after the 2013 I-STEP scores were released, but parents weren't immediately notified because it could have tainted the investigation. State Representative Ed Delaney, who also is intending to run for mayor of Indianapolis, thinks families should have been notified earlier, yet says the bigger issue is the structure of the charter system. He says it's flawed and believes issues like the ones at Flanner were inevitable.
There's just too much cheating going on. So I think we need a better oversight system. We don't need to have 6 or 8 or 10 agencies allowed to charter schools. It should be very few. And they should be very harsh on this. This is very, very bad. And it shows you what the pressures are.
Delaney says the state needs to take a deeper look at the charter school system and describes some of what's happening as disturbing. Ballard's Deputy Mayor of Education, Jason Cloth, says the city takes academic integrity very seriously. He applauds the oversight at Flanner, saying it worked just as it was supposed to and brought its issues to light.
I think it's a great example of a process working. The day after the I-STEP results came out and showed that kind of significant jump, that raised flags for our office. We reached out the following day of those results being released to the Department of Education. So I actually think this is an example of where, you know, all parties involved were doing their part to make sure that we were doing what was in the best interest of students.
Ballard says the city is working to place Flanner students in new classrooms. His office will hold informal meetings with parents the rest of the week, and there's an enrollment fair scheduled for next week. The school is officially scheduled to close September 11th. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.